Hello everyone, and welcome to the April Monthly Contest Recording. Time to get out the good old-fashioned word file, pop a can of Coke, and enjoy this brief but fun ride. High fructosey. First up on the list, Dreamy. You certainly write well, and the imagery you provide with your poetry is nice. The violet hour line just resonated, like a chord in a tune that hangs endlessly at the finale of a piece of music. While your talent is tangible, I feel like you haven't embraced the final element needed for success in the AGWC, and that would be entertainment value. I read this, and I have a good time, but it doesn't have the edge or the flair that really sets it apart. Your style's great, but it doesn't grab for me like other pieces have. You need to reflect upon one of the most bittersweet elements of the contest submission world. If you write for yourself, your piece may not suck me in. The choice in attempting to do so is yours, but I need something more. Also, you pulse black light could be tweaked to be a better hook. Next up, we're going to roll up to Yakim. To start, your first line is an epic turnoff. Those 9 words have been repeated so many times in the history of this contest that reading them again numbs me, and it would probably numb just about everyone else. I rebooted and began reading again just to push through it. I'm not a fan of fragments, even though many accept them as, in poetry as devices. I also don't feel the rhyme scheme helped you here. You already started by choosing a very, very cliche subject, so the rhyme just comes off as a bit childish. A rehashed topic demands a unique style if it's to be successful, and this one just didn't have it. On the other hand, am I a cruel, dark joke or a masterpiece in light represented the soul venture into brilliant? Just like the positive side of the question, it brilliantly appeared amidst the black drop void, and that gives me hope. Scrolling on down to Selby. This could have been much better than it was. Once again, you established a flow with the use of your rhyme, and then crushed it for no apparent reason. On the plus side, I did find the start of a potentially interesting twist in stanza 2, but you just didn't run with it. Personally, I feel like this piece was rushed into creation and didn't get the refinement it deserved. A simple read-through aloud would have caught the flow and punctuation issues that exist. With GGW6 around the corner, you need to step up the execution of your work. Are the lines crisp? Do they convey the message that you wish? When you read them aloud, do they sound cheesy, or do they pack the punch that will make me go, holy crap? Continuing to scroll down, to the PK. The past few rounds make me think that you're gearing up for a serious run in GGW6. I love pieces that wrap up current events and drill them in a way that makes me laugh and smile, and this one did just that. My complaint is that the subject of the piece isn't really on a pedestal for others to enjoy. It's somewhat buried, which makes me ask the question, if your readers don't get it, is it useful? Of course, I got it, and that's really all that matters here. So, ha-ha, good for you. Carrying down to TLM. It looks like we have yet another individual getting ready for a very serious trial through GGW. I really like this. Love and sex and all that shit are typical topics which people fuck up on a daily basis. This, however, comes off as very entertaining, and I enjoyed it immensely. The one thing that I didn't particularly like was the inconsistent capitalization of I. Only the first lines of the stanza got it, and that made me wonder what the fuck is going on. But then I had this idea. Well, I'm going to take those 3 lines, and I'm going to read them in sequence. And whether you intended it or not, the fact that those 3 lines together comprise a complete thought really sealed the deal for me on this one. If you intended that to be, glory. Glory is yours for making it like that, because that's balls, and I love doing that shit myself in my writing, where I have layers upon layers of different things going on, and it's up to the reader to kind of decipher that shit, but the fact that you set it up, and I didn't have to come ask you what it was about, and I just put it together on my own. Glorious. Now, if you did intend that, you shouldn't tell me, and you should pretend that you did. Ha! Moving on to Gloria Wong 91. To be honest, I'm a little bit pissed with myself. I read this earlier today, compiled my comments, and then forgot to send them, and now I have no idea where they are. And that's a sad panda affair. But I'm going to try to recollect the thoughts and put them into something useful for you. For starters, the opening paragraph wasn't a very good hook. I'm also not a fan of one-word sentences. I know in this case it's fairly obvious, but... or not obvious, but it makes sense to use them, especially at the start, but I don't know. For me personally, I like integration. Grammatically speaking, you also have some punctuation issues. Missing commas where they ought to be, what I perceive to be as an overuse of semicolons, and dangling clauses. Many of these issues led to a number of agreement problems as well. On the other hand, there are quite a few positive things I can say about this work. In 5.5 years, I cannot tell you how many lovey-dovey, conflicted crap pieces I have seen, and been bored to death by. This is not one of them. You maintain my interest with a touchy, not action-packed guy subject, and delivered a bit of refreshing air to what might have otherwise been a lame and cliche piece of crap. And I find this somewhat humorous because TLM kinda did the same thing in her piece. So in all, my biggest suggestion is you have to go back when you're ready to submit this and read it aloud. Because that's the way, in my opinion, the best way to catch those little errors that are just kind of hanging there. Does this clause I put on the end of my sentence match the subject that I want it to match? Are the tenses lined up? Do I have a singular plural agreement? Things like that. And a few of them lingered throughout this piece, and I feel like just a simple read-through could have caught them and made them a lot better. Now, since this is your first time entering the contest here, I will say that generally when I talk about grammar so damn much, people have this tendency to be like, well, why the fuck did you concentrate on the grammar all the time? And to me, I'm just going to explain it. You know, yes, a lot of rules of grammar are just obnoxious. But they're there for a reason. And generally speaking, if you have things that break the convention of grammar, it can lead to confusion and it can lead to problems. And I feel like the best way for a reader to understand your piece and to feel the things they need to feel from the piece is to have them written correctly. Like, that's the way to do it. So if I read a piece and I catch an error, it's distracting. And when there are many errors, it distracts me even more to the point where I really just can't take anything in. And so that's the mindset when I go off onto my little grammar tangents. And I feel like as someone who is new to this contest, you should know that. But definitely the positive thing to take away is that you really took a subject that has been overdone and overused and made it into something that was entertaining. And I can't tell you how much, you know, awesomeness that carries with it. So very good job. And I believe that's it. There weren't a lot of entries this round. So we only have one monthly round between now and GGW6. So, I hope everyone's getting ready. I hope you know what's around the corner. Please listen to the GGW introduction recording that I posted on the site. There's a format change this year, and I want to make sure that everyone is perfectly clear on it. Also, GGW we'll have 4 million gold in prizes this time, which I've never done before. That is huge! I don't know why I'm doing it, but I feel like throwing pixelated fake money at a contest for no apparent reason, other than why the hell not. So, I hope everyone joins, grab your friends, we'll have a nice little party, it'll be fantastic. You know what's coming. I'm gonna take a sip of Coke first. It has to be done. Oh yeah, refreshing. Shameless plug! Get the hell off my audio file! You goddamn hippies!